Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 18th of January, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Okay, raise your hands out there. How many of you still using Google Plus? I said raise your hands. Nobody? Oh, maybe this will change your mind now. Yeah, believe it or not, Google Plus is still very much alive and well over there. They haven't killed it yet. In fact, they're actually reviving one of the most useful features on the platform, events. Now, no, it's not back today, so don't go and look for it. It actually starts back up on January 24th. Now, as you know, with this being back, you'll be able to create and join events on the web. However, though, the tool won't be part of the G Suite right now. So if you still want to be able to see them, you'll have to view all the feedback on a post. Google's also said they've tweaked the app to more efficiently use screen size. Basically, what this means, you'll see less white space and more posts. Bad news for our UK listeners today, and it all has to do with Brexit, and particularly if you're an Apple user. Yes, Apple said that the prices in the UK App Store will begin going up around 25% across the board. Yeah, it's not a small increase, is it? So as an example, if that app costs £1.49, now it's going to cost you £1.99. And if you thought it's just the App Store, nope, it's also the Mac App Store as well. And also look for prices in iTunes to be going up as well for all your TV shows, your music, and your movies. Apple says the price increase will go up in the UK store sometime in the next 7 days. So that means if you're contemplating on getting Super Mario Run or not, you better grab it now for £7.99 because that's going to be going to £9.99 very soon. Heading back over to the US of A now, and our fine folks over there at AT&T, are you still holding on to dear life for your first generation iPhone? Yeah, I'm talking about that 2G iPhone. Well, if you're an AT&T customer, you might have noticed your daddy ain't working anymore. Yeah, that's right, AT&T has killed its 2G network. Meaning if you have an original iPhone, under the fact that I feel sorry for you, it also means you're going to be stuck to Wi-Fi if you even still want to use it anymore for data. Funny enough, though, the AT&T 2G setdown didn't just affect iPhone owners, it also affected San Francisco. They actually experienced some issues with their public transport system caused by the shutdown. That's because a lot of San Francisco buses and train systems, yeah, they still use the 2G network to predict the arrival times of buses and trains. Whoops! Anyways, AT&T's excuse for shutting down 2G is saying so that gives more space for 5G. Meaning that in about 10 years from now, our 4G phones will be obsolete. Speaking of obsolete, Microsoft says, you still running Windows 7? What the hell are you doing? Time for you to upgrade and give us more money. Yes, Microsoft has reminded customers running Windows 7 they have just 3 years. Yes, count them, 3 years, so don't panic just yet. Of support remaining for your Windows 7 operating system. Actually, they told them that your aged OS was long outdated, and they're urging you to upgrade as soon as possible. Actual support for Windows 7 will end on January 14th, 2020. At that point, all your security updates, bye-bye. You don't get any more. Of course, Microsoft went on to say, now upgrading to Windows 10 will offer our customers the highest level of security and functionality at the cutting edge. At least you got 3 years, but is it just me, or could they have let it go a little bit longer? I mean, gosh sakes, look at XP. Even though it's outdated, I still see computers running it. A little scary, but I still see it working. And finally, yes, we knew it was coming, but the death has arrived for Vine. So paying a little homage to Vine, Twitter actually looped all videos under 6.5 seconds. That's right, every video that was under 6.5 seconds is in a continuous loop right now. Now, yes, the service may be dead, but the app will survive, of course, as a camera. Unfortunately, the dedicated community will also be gone as of today as well. So all of you Viners that are having a little heartbreak today, rest assured that your 6.5 seconds of fame will live on an eternity in a continuous loop. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. Get on over there, get subscribed to our podcast, our blog, and check out our review section while you're over there as well. You can also like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Swagger with one G, please. Thank you so much. And, of course, there's our BTN community. Come on over and hang out with us. You can find that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, won't have a Thursday episode, but don't worry, we'll be back on Friday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have fun wasting your day looking at all those Lupin Vine videos. Have yourself a great old hump day. We'll see you on Friday. And thank you very much for listening.